Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. We're in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 3. This verse 14 is packed. There are three names of God here. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write the words of the Amen. We looked at that a couple days ago. The faithful and true looked at that yesterday. Today, the beginning of God's creation. The words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. When we think of Jesus, our minds kind of retrieve a mental picture that we have from our past experiences, right? So maybe our mental image is from a picture that hung on a wall someplace, or something we saw as a child in Sunday school, or from what we have imagined after reading a story in the New Testament, or a movie we watched. If you watch the movie The Chosen, maybe when you think of Jesus, your mind goes to the picture of the guy who plays Jesus in The Chosen. Well, maybe your mental picture has Jesus calling little children to himself, or healing the blind, or walking on water, or teaching a large group of people on a mountainside, right? So when we think of Jesus, right, we have different mental pictures come to our mind. Well, the title we find in Revelation 3 kind of shakes us out of many of those perceptions, because this title here, Jesus is the beginning of God's creation. The beginning of God's creation. So often we don't think of Jesus at creation, but he was there. The beginning of God's creation. And Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 through 18 tell us that. Let me read that. For in him, in Jesus, all things were created, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. Jesus is the creator and ruler over God's creation. In Jesus, all things hold together. He is supreme over all. That's the truth of Jesus we want to understand, and the picture we want engraved in our hearts. It's not bad to have the pictures from the movie of The Chosen, right? That's okay, but let's think bigger. Jesus is a creator and ruler over God's creation. Holds all things together. Man, that's the truth of Jesus. We want to make sure we grasp. So, Lord Jesus, we want, help us grasp that you are supreme over all. Give us a picture of that, we pray, in your name. Amen.